wrote something in regards to my sister. And it says, my sister was born in El Salvador but was raised in the United States. To her, the only home country she has ever had is America. I know that whatever happens with her case, God will give her strength to overcome this. She's a strong woman, dedicated to her family, to her home. And God will give her more strength. In His Word, in the Bible, it says in Exodus 23:20, and I'm going to find it real quick. It says, yo enviaré a mi ángel para que los proteja y los guíe en el camino que abran de seguir para llegar al lugar que les está esperando. And in English, see, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. I know this is in God's hands, and I know that whatever decision is made on my sister's case, it's the place where God has prepared for her. But more importantly, I know that my sister, there's angels around there, spiritually and with every single one of you that are here in support of her situation. We know that God will handle this, but we're human and we still have emotions. And I think the hardest part about this whole situation is the reality that her four daughters are experiencing. And the day we got the news, my niece Eli, she is a 10-year-old, she had a basketball game. And during that time, she was so excited to go, and coming home and seeing her excitement to go to her basketball game, I didn't think, or I thought, and I asked her, why are you excited? And she said, well, you know, I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. My mom's gonna come to my game. This is the first time she'll be able to come to my game. She bought me new shoes, and I'll be able to show up. This is a 10-year-old girl who is so smart, who's proud of her heritage, who's proud of going to school, who does and works so hard, just like my sister, to go to school. And she was at home saying she was proud to show herself off to her mom.